Subject, my friends. From Kim. My friends, I want to say something. Every week I come to Forwall with few apt holders. Every week we diligently set up the net and take out the stupid cushions. Then everyone come and play. At the end of the game, few of us go and take the nets to one side and slowly go and tear down. Then after that, we take the stupid cushion and throw back up into the air. That one is still okay. I don't mind or think about it. At night, I hear Etan keep talking that the floorball next year is not going to have anyone already. EV Arion, graduate, and the cost of the Coliseum going to skyrocket. At night, I think and think how to revive floorball before I go. How to bring more people in. Then I got an idea. Today, I bring a guest come to floorball. All you all treat her one? I keep telling her, no worries. The floorball is very welcoming one. They all surely will talk to you and make friends with you. Then, play game, shout at her. Run and go and bash into her. Never pass, never talk. Even during the break, I tried to introduce her around you all doing what? End up we all both just do our own stuff? Then come to the end. Even better! Everyone bloody sit one circle and talk and talk. Then the guests go and tear down net? Not only Jan, but got one American never come regularly one. And we all three go one corner and tear down net? One sick guy, two guests? What the heck? Okay, so my fault. I don't know Dan is no longer the vice capt. That I don't have to take down the nets and put in the car anymore. Then why on earth no one come and tell us? Never mind, never mind, we will all do it. You all go and take the rest? Or join us talk? Is this how you treat new people? Hazing them, huh? Just come only, then you all lazy relax and see us doing the work and think, okay, Lara, let them do. Anyway, Gim, every week, tear down the nets, one, and throw the stupid cushions up, one. He don't mind doing it again. Is this how you treat me also? 3 bloody years? Cannot tell I'm sick, huh? You all make me sick. Sick to the core. I want to cry also. Cannot. Shit you all. Shit you. Is this what senior life is like? Senior is to laze around and let juniors do the work? Are we not all the old ones to take care of the young ones? Are we not to serve one another? Sit like king? What have you all learned after 3 years here? Other guests that we all know one come. We treat them so nice. Other Singaporeans who are not regular come and we all let them play every game. Let them try a hand and welcome to them. Now I bring someone who is well connected to the Malaysian community, hoping that in the future she will ask other Malaysians along too. In a way, she is like an ambassador. And look at this. You all keep wondering why don't have new blood, don't have new people come in. You ask yourselves why don't have new blood? I just joined. I also cannot to hand this kind of attitude. Play game, die, want to win. Score a goal, come before sportsmanship. Let the lousy players be substitute or goalie. End game, want to go home immediately. Thinking, let the people who always tear down go and tear down again. They always never complain one. You think we what? You think I what? To roll over one? To trample? To spit on R? What kind of attitude do you all give? Furthermore, I want over to tell you all and ask you to help us. But you all do what? Just sit there, right? Look away, right? Just relax, right? Do you still want me to take picture with you all? You, who don't treat me like a friend at all? I bring guest, and you shame me in front of her. I walk over to tell you all, and you don't care. I care for floorball, and you all just scoff at me. I just realized something. I'm glad to be leaving! Okay, I've shed enough tears already. I said what I want to say already. Before I end this, I want you all to know I'm not scolding everyone, man. To some of you, you know who you are. I'm really sorry you had to see this. I just cannot keep some things inside anymore. Let this be the end. I'm going to bury it with this email. Kim. Everyone, I want to say sorry about this. It was a massive explosion, and I shouldn't have said that. Kim.